Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
At the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand that for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady.
Then I said to myself,
thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Say hello to me. Say hello to my guests. Whatever you want to do. This is your show. I would not be here if it wasn't for you. Now, tonight's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs or concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, those that are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening. Those that are listening on my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in to the show. Okay? Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Again, on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Okay? You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And go ahead and get hooked up with Facebook or Twitter or both. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do. It's all you. All right? So, and now, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter or both, now you'll get daily show notes about my show every day. That way, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, thank you, guys. Now, on last night, I know I got a couple of messages and this and that about, you know, my show from yesterday, which was about Facebook. But I told you guys, it's my opinion about Facebook, okay? It's my opinion. If you want to do your opinion, you know, set up, get your show. You know, everyone can have a show if they want it. Get your show and say whatever you want on your show. But this is my show, so I can say whatever I want on my show. It's my opinion. So, guys, don't get all tied up with some things that people say. You know, try to look past some stuff if you can. And remember, hey, it's my show. All right? Now, I have a great show set up for you guys tonight. So if you're ready, we're going to jump right into the show. And today's show, as I've been promoting to you guys, we have an offer on the show tonight. Miss Cheryl Merritt, she's the author of a great book called Dates with Jesus. And we're going to talk to Cheryl in just a minute about her book. Let her tell you all about it, and also she can tell you how you can get the book for yourself or your family. I think it'll be a great Christmas present to some of the Christians in your life, some people that you know would like the book and would read the book, because it's a love story. Now, when I first saw the book, Dates with Jesus, being honest with you, I just started thinking. I said, okay, dates with Jesus. And it's dates, guys, like a date, like you go out on a date with someone. And I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her to do this stuff. But there was one part of the book that I really liked. It was her New Year's date with Jesus. I'm going to get her to talk about that in just a minute as well. But before I get her on the show, guys, I want to just give you a little bit about Cheryl. Now, personally, myself, I love Cheryl. My wife and I've known Cheryl quite a while from college and all. And she's just been a great friend to us and the family, and we love her a lot. And anything that I can do to help her, I'll do it. So that's why I'm bringing her on the show to promote her book to you guys. And like I said, if you would like a copy of the book, she's going to tell us how to get a copy of the book a little bit later in the show. But you got to sit back, you got to relax, and enjoy this show, because it's going to be great. Now, Cheryl writes a conversational piece that takes you on a journey into her dates with Jesus, covering a 7-year span. Now, through a date with Jesus, Cheryl discovers the greatest love of all. And not only does she discover it, she gets to know Jesus in a very real and intimate way. As she allows Jesus to uncover her weaknesses, endow her with spiritual gifts, and encourage her in love, in her love walk, Cheryl begins to understand Jesus as the true lover of her soul, the one with whom she can share her disappointments and receive encouragement and counsel about the other men in her life. During her dates with Jesus, Cheryl comes into her boldness as a believer and learns God's purpose for her life. Now, I won't go through all this on the book overview. I'm going to get her up on the show because we want to talk to her. You know, I can read all of this all I want, but we only have a half hour, and we want to talk to her. So, that's what we're going to do. I think she's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And so, why don't we go ahead and get Cheryl up on the show. So here it is, guys, the author of a great book called Dates with Jesus. Here she is, the author of that book, Miss Cheryl Merritt. Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for that awesome holiday promotion, encouraging people to get the book for this holiday season. I appreciate that as well.
Absolutely. Anything that I can do to help you, you know I will, and I'll do it anytime.
Thank you so much.
All right, now before we get into the interview, I'm going to bring somebody up on the show that wants to say hello to you. And we know who this is, but I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way. Hey, Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, baby girl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be on the show.
Good, good. I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. I just want to congratulate you on the book. I can't wait to read my autographed copy. And I love you, and I hope you sell a lot of books.
Love you, too, and Frank, and thank you all. Y'all always been like family. Matter of fact, I call them affectionately Mama and Daddy. So really appreciate all the love you all have given me throughout the years and can continue to do so.
Okay, for sure, for sure. All right, take it away.
All right, Laura, hang on. So Cheryl, again, I really can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And I do appreciate it. So, let's go. So, here's the deal. Dates with Jesus. Now, I've been reading part of the book, and I'm quite a ways through the book.
Okay.
And I came up on an interesting part, and we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Great.
But tell the audience what inspired you to write this book, because, you know, the title, Dates with Jesus, you know, some people get pushed back by that, some won't, some embrace it, but what inspired you to write this book, and how did you come up with the title?
You know, and that's a great point. I thought about the title with the book. And well, first let me start with, it was not intended to be a book. It's actually my journal entries from those 7 years of dating Jesus. So the question is, how did I become inspired to start dating Jesus, which led to this book, is just being single and, you know, tired of waiting around to be asked out or to go on a date or to go to dinner. And I think one weekend or one night I was just a little frustrated and decided, hey, you know what, I'm a Christian, I can go out with Jesus, and he's supposed to be my mate anyway until I find my earthly mate. So I grabbed my Bible, my journal, went to my favorite restaurant at the time, well, which is still my favorite restaurant, and said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be bold about it, and I'm going to go expecting to hear from God, because I got a lot of questions for him about my singleness, about my walk with him, about relationships. And I just went, asked for a table for two, you know, got the table, got the waiter to come over, set the table. And, of course, the first question they ask when they see you seated in there by yourself, are you going to wait for your guest or would you like to order? And I said, my guest is already here. I'm on a date with Jesus, and we're ready to order. And, I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in the restaurant at that point by his expression.
Yeah.
But it did lead to a great conversation with him. He watched me throughout that date, saw me writing in my journal and reading the Bible. And, you know, honestly, Frank, it's not many times you can go into a restaurant and find somebody sitting there reading the Bible. So I think that spoke volumes. And I used that as an opportunity to talk to him about God and his relationship with Jesus and inviting him out to my church. So it ended up turning the focus away from me and what I thought I was going to be talking to Jesus all about me, and he actually had something else for me to do, which was to use those dates as a witness and to really let my light shine and not be afraid to say or to show to others that I'm a Christian and that I belong to God. So I was pleasantly surprised with that date. I probably stayed in the restaurant over 2 hours just reading my Bible. He took me to Proverbs 31. We started there, and he talked about the virtuous woman. And I just took notes, everything I heard, the Holy Spirit revealing to me about this virtuous woman and how I could become this woman and things that I needed to change because, you know, quite honestly, there are a lot of things that I was doing wrong in my life and in my relationships. And he was just a gentleman, you know, throughout the date, and I just felt really special. I felt like I was, you know, really there with him, and because of that, he honored me by giving me, you know, inspiration, which is throughout the book, you'll see a lot of specific, you know, words that he gave me about my life.
Wow. That's interesting right there. That's very, very interesting right there. Now, another question I think I wanted to ask you was, while you were writing the book or while you were writing in your journal,
right?
Where, you know, were there times when you got hung up with something where you wanted to maybe do it this way, but you were thinking about doing it this way, or, you know, were there any trials that you had while you were writing?
Oh, there were many. I mean, there would be times when I had to just kind of make myself go on the dates when I was feeling depressed. I mean, I was in so many weddings, yours and Laura's included, but of course that was way before the book. And I just felt like always the bridesmaid, never the bride. And you have your family saying, when are you getting married? When are you going to start a family? People that you don't know or people that don't know you well, I'm surprised you're single. Those are the questions you get. Or even worse, the worst question that I think anybody can ask a single is, you're not married yet, what's wrong with you? And those things were happening to me all the time. And after so many of those questions, and then you see, you know, every other day you get every other month you're getting invitations to weddings, you're starting to say, okay, well, God, something's going on. And so I just used those dates to kind of ask him those types of questions. I had struggles. I would maybe be, you know, in a relationship with a guy and it would end and I would, you know, go on those dates and just say, hey, let me have it, Jesus. What was it this time? Or, yeah, I realize I ignored your warnings in that, Jesus. Or, you know, I just had those honest conversations because a lot of times we just feel, you know, we already know realistically that God knows our heart and those things that we're thinking anyway. I just verbalized them on those dates because I wanted it to be a real relationship. And, you know, that's not something that everybody can do. I'm sure that's not, I'm not telling everybody to do that. I am saying that everybody can go on their own date, whether you're single or married or male or female, because we do need to learn how to develop those intimate relationships with God and have that one-on-one time with Him. So for me, that's what I needed to do. And just throughout those trials, He would take me through various places in the Bible, teach me about different women, different relationships, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. He started speaking to me about the spiritual gifts. And then the more I just got hungry for Him and His presence on those dates, and I had an active prayer life as well outside of the dates, but it was like He would speak to me more specifically about those things on those dates. And He even told me, that's because you come here expecting me. You come expecting because you got your pen and your journal, and you're here spending this time with me, so I'm obviously going to give you more than what you're expecting. And the more that happened, the less the focus became on finding a mate or a husband. Or, you know, He even encouraged me and built up my self-esteem, made me realize that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. There's, you know, He created me. He has a grand purpose for me. Whether that is marriage or children or not, I still have to answer Him for the call that He's placed on my life, you know, to be a witness for Him in the special creative way that He called for me to do it. And so I just fell into it, and the more I went on those dates, and now it became about purpose. What's your purpose? And, you know, there'll be times I sit on the dates crying. I talk about the Valentine's Day date where I went. It was Valentine's Day on this particular year was a Sunday, so I went after church, and of course it was packed, so I couldn't get my regular booze. I had to sit up at the bar area where the cooks make the food, and, you know, I just started crying. I was like, look at all these lovebirds in here. They got flowers and cards, and, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm sitting here, okay, well, yeah, me and Jesus, we've been kicking it years, but I really would have liked to have a man here this year, and it wasn't so, but He just, you know, as soon as the first tear, before I could get out of my eye, really, or roll down my cheek, He just started giving me this beautiful love poem that's, you know, in my book. And, I mean, I'll just kind of give you a few quick lines of it. But, I mean, then I was like, well, wow, I'm being selfish. I'm here with the best date of all. So why should I be, you know, feeling sad? But basically it started out, happy Valentine's Day, daughter, I love you. Daughter, hold your head up and sit up tall, for yours is the greatest love of all. It may seem like you're all alone, but Jesus loves you from the throne. Take heed, my child, my love is true. The Holy Spirit confirms this too. Don't feel rejected, that's not my plan. Don't feel unworthy because there is no man. I called you and approved you too. Now hold your head up, for I speak the truth. And on and on and on. And so when you're getting that kind of revelation and you're getting your purpose and your destiny from God, you know, there's no need to sit around moping about what you don't have. You have to rejoice over what you do have. And I like to encourage other singles or widows or divorcees or people that are even single in their marriages not being fulfilled to realize that, you know, God is our all in all, and He's the one, the only one, you know, that can really fill that void, that total void for us that's in us, because He placed that hole in us to long for Him, and He's the only one that can fill that space. So that's kind of where it started. And then after I started talking about it with friends and sharing some journal entries, you know, they were the ones that said, wow, this sounds like a book. I want to read more.
Yeah.
And that's how that happened.
now, Cheryl, and I'm gonna kind of go off the path with this question, but
okay.
I thought of it when you were just talking about the Valentine's Day stuff.
Okay.
You know, it seems to me that you're kind of like you're putting yourself in difficult situations as far as emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself in these difficult situations by going out on Valentine's Day, going to a restaurant, and you know that there are going to be people there that you know that are on their date, so to speak, and lovebirds and stuff. It seems like you're putting yourself kind of in harm's way. You know, what were your thoughts there as far as, you know, it seems like I said, it seems like to me that you're kind of throwing yourself out there to be emotionally hurt.
You know, I didn't really think about it like that, Frank. I thought that it was after church. You know, I usually went on a lot of my dates sometimes Sunday after church or at some point during the weekend because I wanted to feel like, you know, it was my dating time or whatever. I just felt like even though I knew already what I'd see and the restaurant would be crowded, I just felt like he had something for me this day, and that if I went home and just, you know, got into bed, watched TV or lounged around, watched a movie, you know, everything was going to be about Valentine's Day anyway. So why not go on that date and so that I could hear from him? And even beyond that, I just feel like for me, it still had to be, the dates had to be challenges because I had to see that he was doing a work in me, that he was, you know, some things were changing now. Like I said, as soon as a tear started rolling down my cheek, immediately I stopped because he gave me that revelation. So there have been other times that I'd have continued to cry throughout it or maybe blocked his voice out. But I think for me it was more of a test to say, hey, if you're dating me, can you date me on this day that the world has dedicated to their version of love and you love me and in relationship with me, let's go ahead and go on this date so that I can show you my agape, you know, love that man can't even fully understand. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. That makes sense, you know, mm-hmm. to me. That makes sense a lot. I mean, I understand. I just wanted to ask that. I know that probably someone in the audience
right.
was probably thinking the same thing. Why would she put herself in that situation like that and this and that? But guys, I'm telling you now, I'm gonna go ahead and finish reading this book because not, you know, not only that it's you, but you know, you're such a great friend, but because of what you said, and I noticed that the audience is thinking the same thing, that wow, it sounds interesting. I'd like to hear some more dates because, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you and I can talk. And sorry, guys, but I got this opportunity. But mm-hmm. maybe you and I can talk one day about a couple of things in the book because, I mean, I'm getting low on time, but I wanna know about the New Year date.
Okay.
And because that's where I am in the book right now.
Okay.
And I got to know about that. But, guys, if you want the book, Cheryl, tell them how they can get the book real quick before we get off the air.
Okay. They can get the book. I sell it on my website. And it's creator-in-me. So it's creator-in-me.com. Creatorinme.com. I'm also available for book parties, speaking engagements, church engagements, whatever. And I do sell quite a few books at my book events. So I'll be having an official signing before the end of the year and working on my second book, Climbing Mountains. So once again, please visit my website. And if you have any questions, you can send that to info@dateswithjesus.com. And that's info@dateswithjesus.com. And I do have a Creator in Me Facebook page as well. So please, everybody, let me know what you thought and what you're thinking about the book if you have it already and when you purchase it. I really appreciate your support. It's a kingdom purchase. I feel like it'll bless many people in your life and even you, and it's something that will definitely continue blessing.
Okay, guys, so you heard that. Go right now, if you're looking for the book, go right now to creator-in-me.com. Creator-in-me.com. Amazon.com and get this book. Cheryl, thank you again for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Again,
thank
we need to talk a little bit. Yeah, we need to talk a little bit off the air, and we'll get together real soon. I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Okay, thank you for the interview and your time and everything you're doing. Appreciate you and enjoying the show as well.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So, guys, join me in about 23 and a half hours, and we'll be back, and we'll be running, and we'll be good to go. Say my quote real quick, and we'll be off the air. I despise the guys that criticize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has let them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you, guys. Have a great night, and I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.